I don't have a song for you guys today because I just had a whole concert by myself and I'm all sung out. So, welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. I hope all is well. Quick announcement, it is February. February means Naomi's birthday and Black History Month, which means I need a gift for all 29 days of Black History Month because I am Black. I also need a very nice gift for my birthday, which is February 15th. Now, if you can't make that happen, I'm not mad. I'm just putting it out there, the expectation. I get my expectation to be a little high at times, you know? I know this. But if you want to give me a birthday gift on February 15th, I won't be here, so you have time. I'm back February 18th, and I expect a gift. But if you want to give me a gift, I like sticky notes. I like it. To be honest, I like any type of stationery, but sticky notes and gel pens are my favorites. Transparent sticky notes, if you want to, you know, hassle for me a little bit. But sticky notes are great. I'll tell y'all what I used sticky notes for later down the line. Champagne. Chicken wings, or if you want to take me out to dinner, you just need enough money to get me a couple glasses of wine from Pinstripes, chicken wings, and fries. Do y'all think y'all can do that? Okay, great. So now that we've gotten through that, let me tell you guys why I like sticky notes so much, because people have been asking me. So I think it was like 2020, I had started using sticky notes to like keep track of things that were happening in my life. So I had right in front of my desk was a wall filled with sticky notes, and they were color coded. So like pink meant that it was a quote that I needed to remember, or like a quote that resonated with me. Blue was like dates of things that happened. So one of the sticky notes that were a part of the dates pile were when me and Shay did the first tea party on Zoom. Like, we needed to remember that. It was some songs on there, like songs that resonated with me, new songs that had resonated with me in the year of 2020. And then just like little things I wanted to talk about on the podcast. So like that was the idea of the wall for me to keep track of things. It was very, very helpful. One thing that I also do with my sticky notes is I take notes as I read books. So I actually learned this in middle school. So we would have to do 3 sticky notes per chapter that we read in our books a night. And what I do is like, if I have a new vocabulary word that I've never seen before, I write it down. I reflect on the chapter that I just read. If there's a part that resonated with me, like I make note of it so I can go back. And sometimes I use books and topics that are discussed in a book to make podcast episodes and to help curate content. A lot of the books that we read, I like to read a lot of nonfiction, but a lot of the books that we read, even if it is fiction, it touches on things that are happening today. And you get to see it in another person's perspective, but also you can see their solutions and how they differ from yours. And you could learn something from that. And it may not be applied to the same exact things that are being applied in the book or in life, but it gives you another opportunity to learn something, you know, just little things like that. So that is why I'm always asking you guys for sticky notes. Before we get into the podcast, we are going to interact a little bit with each other today. Obviously, I'm going to be doing this in real time, and then when you listen to it, it'll be on your own time. But we are going to be doing a little work today, and I hope that you're prepared. It's always something with this podcast. We always got y'all doing something. So I want you to, one, grab a pen in your journal. That's what I want you to do. And two, I want you to either bring a mirror to you, or you need to go and set yourself up in front of a mirror. And wherever you are, I would suggest this. If you are out in public, don't listen to this out in public. Listen to it when you get home so that you can do the work with us. And if you are, you know, sitting in your car doing your thing, listen, I want this episode to be a time for you. You understand what I'm saying? You get me? So I'm going to let y'all get what y'all got to get. I'm going to set myself up. Well, I'm already kind of set up. I just need to get a snack, and we're going to jump back into this. All right? Okay, cool. All right. Okay. We're back. So, I'm all set up. I have my journal. I have my mirror. I have everything that I need to do in this episode. Like, I got a snack and everything, y'all. I got a water today. We being healthy. We being real healthy, y'all. And I got some wheat thins. I'm about to be crunching in y'all ear. But we have work to do. So the theme for December has absolutely nothing to do with Black History Month. Last year I was very much focused on highlighting Black people in my community, which has been what we've been doing with Black Girl Tea since we started, honestly. But this year I was like, you know what? I don't be really talking about love for Valentine's Day and stuff because, like, that holiday be pissing me off. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Like, I have had great Galentine's days, but Valentine's, they've not been the best. So I just, you know, focus on myself. And I wanted to share that with you all, that opportunity to just love on yourself. And I wanted to do it together. So obviously, if you've seen by now, there's a challenge that we have up on Instagram that, well, it's on all social media. But the challenge started on Thursday, which is February 1st. And some people may not have joined from the beginning. And some people may not even understand how important it is. But I was like, let's sit down and do some work together. And then if you want to continue, because at this point, it's... I don't even know what the day is, y'all. This be the issue with doing everything that I do, is that I lose track of the days. Like, I can tell you what day of the week it is, but I can't tell you the number. Okay, so it is currently February 4th. So, I mean, by tomorrow when you guys hear this episode, it's going to be the 5th. So you have some time to figure out, like, if you wanted to participate in the challenge, if you didn't want to participate. And honestly, these types of challenges can be intimidating, because if you don't start on the same day that everyone else is starting on, it discourages you to participate. And I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, if I'm starting on February 5th and everybody's already on the 5th activity or the 5th thing that we have to do, I'm not going to be... Nope. Honey, if you started today on well, when y'all are listening to it. So if you choose that today I'm going to start this challenge and I'm going to love on myself for 29 days, then you take whatever 29 days it is. I don't care if you start on the 29th day. From that point forward, you do this for 29 days. Okay? So now that you have everything that you need, you have your journal and your mirror, I want you to just take a minute and look in the mirror. And while you're looking in the mirror, tell me what you love about what you see. I want you to tell me what you love about what you see, what you can physically see. Do you love where your eyes are slanted a little bit? And the little dimple you have in your chin, and the mark you have under your eyebrow. I want to know that. And I don't expect you guys to tell me these things. I want you to write it in your journal. What do you love about what you see when you look in the mirror? And I have a full size of a body mirror in front of me, so I'm tucked. I like the way these thighs sitting together. Even though it'd be hard to put them in some pants sometimes. But tell me what you see. If you have on a cute outfit, talk to me. Well, in your journal, write out what you love about that outfit in the journal. Write it out. Now that you finish that aspect, and of course, do this at your own pace. You don't have to do it while I am giving you the pointers of what to do. Now that you've talked about what you love about the physical side of you, I want you to talk about, write down in your journal, your moments of opportunities about how you look physically. So for me, one thing is, like, I need to work on my arms because I'm losing weight, but my arms are getting flabby. So I want to figure out how I can get my thunder arms in control. That's a moment of opportunity. We're calling the moments of opportunity and not negatives or things that you hate about yourself or things that you don't love. Because truth of the matter, I love my arms, but they could be better. okay, okay. Now, look back into that mirror. And tell me what you love about yourself. Write it down. And I do understand that sometimes it's easier for you to talk to a person about this. So I want you to think of it as us having a conversation. But the best part about this conversation is you can rewind wherever you need to. So look at yourself in the mirror and just talk about the things that you love about yourself. I love my personality. I love how big I smile. I love the fact that I can adapt to any room that I'm in, but can still be an individual. Those are things I love about myself. Write it down, girl. Write it down. Write it down. You getting emotional? Because when I did it the first time, I was emotional as hell in here. My very first time doing this this journal activity, mirror work activity, was in 2017. I was a baby, but your girl was going through it, and one of the old girls sat me down and did this with me, and I will forever appreciate her for it. And then I started doing it often as I was reevaluating my life. And it's been a big help. Very big help. And I want you to write down, this is a moment where you're going to completely like just journal. Write down what about this activity was easy, what about it was hard, and how you're feeling now that you've completed it. We done did this little, we like 7-8 minutes in, y'all. We done did some work. And you see how simple that was? It was just taking a second for you. And it is hard. I'm telling y'all, I know it's hard. With me having 50-11 jobs, it'd be hard for me to sit here and be like, let me focus on me for a minute, because you've had so much to do. But you can't be anything to anyone if you cannot be there for yourself. So for the next 29 days, we are going to love on ourselves. And we are going to do whatever it is to get us a moment with ourselves. Whoever has to wait has to wait. You have to learn to be there for yourself, or you will never be able to be any type of benefit to anyone else. And a lot of people say like, oh, that's not true. The reason why I say that is because you can run yourself in the ground for people, and people will know that, like, oh, I'm asking her to do something and she doesn't have the capacity, but I know if I ask her, she'll say yeah, she's gonna do it anyways, and I get my win, but she's over here. That's not for the benefit of you. It's literally tearing you down. And this is all the podcast episode is about today. You see that? Almost 8 minutes of talking, and we didn't got somewhere. I want to encourage you all to do this project with me. With me for you. I don't want you tagging along and doing this because you're friends with me, you've been following the content, and I ain't lead you wrong yet. I want you to take this step for yourself. So if you want to participate, cool. If you don't, that's cool too. But I want to encourage you to do something that's going to be conducive for you, and that'll help you out in the long run. So for the next 29 days, we're going to be taking a second for ourselves. More than a second. Be selfish. If you went to work for 8 hours and normally you go and you chop it up with your friend for 2 hours after work, hey friend, not happening. I need 2 hours for myself. Be selfish. Take care of you. All right? And if you need someone, you know that I'm here. I love you guys, and we'll talk next week.